We are on Daf, Tesvov, Amid Beis. Let us quickly go over the Mishnah and the Gemara to get into the swing of the Sugya. The Mishnah says, Hashoichet b'magol yad. A person shechted b'magol yad was a type of a sakin that had two edges, a jagged edge and a smooth edge. And this achshash, he might, if he'll be permitted to shecht with this, he might, by mistake, shecht with the jagged edge. Bitzul, with a stone, of a corner, with a reed, shchitosek sheichet. Then it says, hakel sheichtim, ula oilam sheichtim, ubakel sheichtim, chutz mimagol kotzer. That is speaking about a sickle, that the pgimis are all going to one side, and therefore it is possible to shecht without there should be a smooth shchita, without there should be a chenike in the shchita. Vamegires, a type of a saw, vashinayim. Shinayim are teeth that are attached to the jaws of a balchai. Atzipeiren, mibnei shein chenkin, these in this magol kotzer, or megiren shinayim, do not cut, they choke, they tear, and that is not a maise shchita. So the Gemara asks, Hashoichet dieved in lechatchil eloi, the loshen shoichet, if he shechted, this is the din. Bishloim b'magol yad, we can understand why it is only b'dieved. Dilma osi l'meved b'idach kise, he might use the other edge of this sakin, and there will be a posel shchita. Eletzur v'kone, but when we're speaking about a stone or a reed, chatchil eloi, here the Mishnah also says hasheichet, or shchitosek sheira, which are the shyness of b'dieved. So it would seem that atzur v'kon is also b'dieved. V'ramini, let me ask you a kasha. We learned bakel sheichtim, bein b'tzur, bein b'schuchis, bein b'kroimish shel kone. So we see that l'chatchila one is permitted to shech with a stone or with a reed. So the Gemara says, Leikosh. Kan betolush. That the Baraisa that says, Pako sheichtim lechatchila, is speaking about tolush. Kan b'mechuba. That what the Mishnah says, that one is not permitted to shecht with a kone or a tzur, that's speaking about if it was mechuba. Tomar Rav Kahane de Sanye, Ashoichet b'mechuber lekalka, Rebbe Paisel, v'Rab Chiye Marsha, Ad kan loy Marsha, Rebbe Chiye, Elo b'dieved, Avo lechatchila loy. So memelem, so that is pshat. So here we have one baraisa that says, only b'dieved, inside the Loshon of the Braise, inside the Loshon of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah will say it's going according to Rab Chiya. And Rab Chiya holds, Lemaisa, there is no psul mechuber. The Teferes Yaakov says, so why is it not muta lechatchila? It's not muta lechatchila because Shema Yidrais. That means if the Sakin is mechuber, the Tzur is mechuber, and let us say he's holding the animal over the sakin. It's tzavori lamailon, a sakin lamato, so there's a chash. And this matziv, he might be doiris, and it'd be a posel shchita. That means the behemoth will be killed through the pressure, that what the tzava is putting pressure on the tzur and on the konim. So that is why it is only kosher b'dieved. So the Gemara asks, "Bamai ukimto k'Rab Chiya d'yeved?" So you're telling me that our Mishnah is speaking about a mechubadike tzuvekone, and it's only kosher b'diyev. Alahode sanya, we learned another baraisa, bakel shechtim, bein betolush, bein b'mechuba. Here it says that one is permitted lechatchila to shecht with mechuba. Bein shahasakin lamaylo v'tzava behima lamato, where there is no shasha v'adrosa, bein shahasakin lamato v'tzava behima lamaylo. Money. So, who is this b'raisa going according to? Loi Rebbe, v'loi Rabchiye. I Rabchiye, you told me Rabchiye holds the evidence lechatchila loi. And here it says, at Bako Shaykh the Mafila Khathila. I Rabbi the Abinamiloi. So we have here a baraisa that is Mato Bimakhuba, it says clearly. Shaykh Tim Bain Betolush, Bain Bimakhuba. So we see this Tan is not Chayish Vahadrosa either. So who is this Tan? So the Gemara says, La'ilam Rabbi Chiye Bafila Lechathila. This price is going according to Rab Chiya. And Rab Chiya holds afilu lechatchile, one is permitted to shecht b'mechuba. Bahai dekom miflegi, so that's why this price says, bakel shechtim bein betolush bein b'mechuba lechatchile. Rab Chiya holds afilu lechatchile, one is permitted to shecht b'mechuba, and Rab Chiya was not goyzer. He didn't ask lechatchila, maybe he'll make hadrosa b'sha shchita. Rab Chiya holds lechatchila, you're allowed to shecht b'mechuba. Hi, the komiflegi b'dievet. So why in the baraisa we hear the machloikis between Rebbe and Rab Chiya, it says, ha-shoicheit b'dievet, Rebbe poisel b'Rab Chiya machshe, which would seem davke b'dievet, Lidiacha koichei de Rebbe. It said a loshen diyevet to tell me koichei de Rebbe that afilu diyevet it's possible. Trek the Gemara. So now what are you telling me? Rab Chiya holds. You're telling me Rab Chiya holds that afilu lechatchila ilatu shech b'mechuba. And the baraisa that says Bako Shoch is going according to Rab Chiya. Say bazoi ela masnisen diktoni hashoichet diyevet in lechatchila loy. Our Mishnah that says hashoichet if he shechted, then it's good with a tzur v'kone. Then it's good with a tzur v'kone. It says davka hashoichet. So the Gemara asks, who is our Mishnah going according to? Money. Loy Rabbi v'loy Rabbi Chiya. That was the Gemara's kash. This we were up to yesterday. So the Gemara answers, Lo'ilam Rabbi Chiya. Lo'ilam Rabbi Chiya b'afil l'chadchila. I'm sticking with what I said, that Rabbi Chiya holds afil l'chadchila. Umasnisen diktoni hashoichet, Rebbe. The Mishnah that says only b'diyevet mechuba is good, Rebbe. Frekte gemore kashe de Rebbe ya de Rebbe. Oive, if you're telling me that our Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, and Rebbe holds that b'diyevet hashoichet b'mechuba is kosher, is kasha the Rebbe of the Rebbe. We heard before a baraisa that it says, Hashoichet b'mechuba, Rebbe Paiso. So the Gemara answers, loy kasha. Kan b'mechuba mi'ikore. Something that was mi'ikore mechuba. So that is possible, afilu b'dievet. Kan b'tolush ula b'soif chibroi. But if something was tolush, and then it was mechaberet, so an hilchis mechuber doesn't have a din mechuber. It's not mechuber. It's called a dover tolush, even though now it's attached. And that Rebbe was Geyser, Tolish Lubsoif Chibroi, Ota Mechuba. That means Mechuba is Posa Min HaTorah, and Tolish Lubsoif Chibroi is Posa Gzeire Mishum Mechuba Mikor. Umino Teimra Dishoni Lon Bei Mechuba Mikore Letolish Lubsoif Chibroi. How do you know that there's a difference between Mechuber Meikoroi and Tolush Obsaif Chibre? He was Mechaber Adovo Tolush. The sign we learned Abaraise, Hashoichet Bimulchoni, if a person shechted through a wheel, we'll soon discuss this on Dafta Zayin, that means that he was turning a wheel through gears, he was turning a wheel, and there was a knife that was attached to the wheel, and when he was turning the wheel, there was a behemoth underneath the wheel, and the knife was shechted the tzavor of the behemoth. So that's called amulchoni, and Emerson, if you want to know what we're speaking about, the Sichas Chulin, is a picture. 1 second. Tanya, the Gemara wants to prove that there's two types of mechuba. There's a tolish obsoif chibroi, and then there's mechuba meikore. The sign we learned abarais a sheichet b'mulchoni, which this is a wheel, a spinning wheel that is turning, and he's spinning the wheel through his feet and with gears. So sheichet b'mulchoni shechitosai ksheira. B'mechuba l'karka, case number 2, shchitosek sheira. Noat sakin b'koysel v'shochad bo, shchitosek sheira. Hoyotzur yoytze min ha-koysel, if there was a sharp stone that was jutting out of a koysel, oykone oyle me'elov, or there was a reed that oyle me'elov, it grew by itself. V'shochad boi shchitosai psula. Now the last two cases are also cases of mechuba. Tzur yaitzim min ha-koysel kona oyla me'yela. So the Gemara asks, so in this barais alone, kashin adodi. So we have a stira, these two barais, the reish of the barais, the seif of the barais. The reish says that then mechuber is kosher, and then it says no tzakin bekoysel v'shochad bo shchitosek sheira, and the sefer says that tzur yoytze okon ha'olam ha'elov is posel. Elo lav shma mino shani bein mechuber meikorei, something that was mechuber, always was mechuber, l'tolush ulebsoiv chibroi. That's the case of, so the other case, the mechuber l'karka means I took a dova tolush, and I was mechabred lekarke, so that's called tolush l'b'soiv chibroi, and that is kosher b'dieved according to Rabbi, and that is pshat na mishneh. Zot Rashi, Lo'ilam Rabbi Chiya v'afilu l'chadchila nami marsh. So now the maskanos ha-gemor is Rabbi Chiya holds v'afilu l'chadchila tzkosh. And kashe the Rabbi ad the Rabbi. And the Gemara says that what it says in our Mishnah, it's only kosh, but the evidence is Rabbi. So the Gemara is kashe the Rabbi ad the Rabbi. Doktoni bebraise Rabbi poiso the marsh medieb. So the Gemara differentiates these two types of mechuba. Mechuba miikoroi, if it was always mechuba, is poisel, b'afilu b'diyevet. ומוכני גלגל שקוירן תו בהישקי בוי סאקין, and he attached to this galgal a sakim, chudoi lamaylo, that means it's the chud of the sakim is jutting out from the galgal, the gilgel vishochat, and he turned this wheel, and he shechted, no sakim bekoisel, vahoylech vahevi tzavo behemo leho, and he went, and Masho says Allah means I'm not over it, because then there's like a shayla vadrose under it, and Allah means on the edge. Rohelech vevi tzava behema aleho, underneath the sakin was jutting out from a wall, and he took a behema, and the top was holding the neck of the behema underneath the sakin, on the edge of the sakin, and the alchudei shel tzagin, and lemaise, and the lemaise, that's how he shechted the behema. Kashi na dodi, diktoni reishe b'mechuba lekarke, shritose ksheir, alma b'dievet shapadomi. Vodatoni o yitzu yoitzi, alalav shmaminom. Vohomas nisin rebi hi, and Amish is going according to Rebbe, di rabchiyem, afilo lechadchila machshe. According to Rabbi Chiya, for lechatchila machshon, that is the baraisa. Tzul yoytzei min hakoysel, that the baraisa says, b'diyeved is posel, haynu mechuber meikori, the mekmina leila kamo, b'koysel ma'oro, we're speaking about a wall of a cave, sheloi nivne hakoysel al yidei odom, this wall was not built, Ela choykeik bekarke, he's choykeik around it, but koysel oimid me'elov, and the koysel is there, the man that he made the wall, just choykeik, that he made a wall, that he was choykeik, took out from the middle, and there was a wall. Now in this wall, there's some sharp stones jutting out. So this is mechuba mi'kore. Ela choykeik bekarke, koysel oimid me'elov. Vereisha, that what it says. Hasheichet b'mechuba lekarke shchitosa ikshayra. There it says that it's kosher. B'tolosh l'b'soiv chibroi. V'hai d'odor tone no atzakin b'koysel. So it's also tolosh l'b'soiv chibroi. So why does he have to give me two cases of tolosh l'b'soiv chibroi? It's a shmina dafa gav dolei mevatalei. Here's a lesser chibur, because he's not mevatal the sakin to the koisel. He intends to take out the sakin from the koisel. V'lochi lechatchil lo yishchet. Even in such a case, they also were geyser. Even such a talush l'b'soiv chibroi otam mechuba mamash. Then Rashi says, Kone oimed me'elov, shleinotoi odom shom, elo me'atzmoi olo. Now Rashi says, that's what it says, that in the second case of mechuber, that is possible, so Rashi is medayim from the Lashon, Kone oile me'elov, it grew by itself, not that he planted the kone. Mordi Kerashi will come back to this, but Dafke, it grew by itself. That's called Mechuba. Let us see Taisvis. Kan, and Dafke Zvorim at Beit, Kan b'Mechuba mi'koroi. The Gemara wants to tell us that the Baraisa that says, according to Rebbe, it is possible, is speaking about Mechuba Mikore. And that, we have another Baraisa that says that it's Ksheira, speaking about Tala Shubsaib Chibra. Before, we also heard, when we're speaking in Rabchiyah, David said that this is a Shoichtin Bitzur, a Chathile. Then the Gemara asked, Rabchiye Machsher, the Mishnah is going according to Rabchiye B'diyavet. So then the Gemara set up a different Mahalach. Rabchiye holds the Chathile Tavke Tolosh, and Mechubas Kosher B'diyavet, and the Gemara did not at all differentiate in Rabchiye Tolosh of Saif Chibroi or Mechuba Mikore. Kabe Mechuba Mikore. The El Gabi Rabchiye, the Habe Motzi Lishnu Yehochi, the Gemara couldn't say this teretz. The Kivin, the Mechuba Mikore, Kosher B'diyavet, Lama Yesa Lechatchila. So why is it also Lechatchila? That means, if you'll say that Mechuba Mekori is kosher b'diyeven. So why l'chathchila is it also? Lama yes l'chathchila? Mishum shemo yidrois. In kein tolo shepsoib chibroi nami. So therefore, the Gemara did not want to differentiate alibe de rabchiye ben tolo shepsoib chibroi in Mechuba Mekori, because if Mechuba is kosher, so why did the Chazal pass it l'chathchila? So the only time has to be because Shema Yidrei, so then there's no difference between Mechuba Mekori or Todosh of Seif Chibrei in the Rshash of Shema Yidrei. Oy Shohoya Kone Oy Meid Me'elov. So Taisvis is Chaylik and Rashi. That what it says, a Kone Oymed Me'elov, Rashi says, that's called Mechuba Me'ikore. So Taisu says, Lav Limutei Notei Odom Kosi, the way Rashi says, Shloi Notei Odom, Dahu Nami Choshev Mechuba Me'ikore. That means if a person takes a kone and plants it, and it gets Shroshim, that's called Tolosh of Psoif Chibroi. That's called that, now it's Mechuba, it's Yaini from the Kalkin, that is Shroshim, that's called Mechuba. And Taisvis brings a ray, da filu leman dioma amishtachve lebayis osroi, amishtachve leilon loy osroi ele Taisvis davke. Now let us just understand what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis is saying as follows. The din is, Avodah Zarah, Mechubar is not Nesa. Al Ahorim Eloiheyem, V'loi Ahorim Eloiheyem. That means you cannot make a Dover Mechubar Avodah Zarah. Rabbi said, Amishtachve Lebayis Osoy. If a person was Mishtachve Lebayis, Lebayis is, he made it to Avodah, Lebayis is also Banor. Why? Because the bayis is tolish, b'sayf chibroi, so that is a din of tolish. Mishtach ve lebayis osoy. Ha mishtach ve le'ilon, a person, he had an ilon that was growing, and now he made it an asheira. Lo'y osro ela toisvis tavke. He, only the toisvis, that means from that which grew further, after he was mishtachve, that is osa, that's called the grube isa, but the chelik ha'ilon that was here from before doesn't become osa. Now why doesn't this become osa? Because this is a din mechuba. So it says, so you see an ilon that was planted is a din mechuba. He says, how does this stem with a mishtachve labayis? A mishtachve labayis, that the bayis was here before, a mishtachve, a person is mishtachve, so it's also. So why when you mishtachve to the ilon that was here before, that doesn't become nesa, only the taisvis becomes also. So you see, because an ilon is a din of mechuba. They bring down from the goyim, the Rashi didn't have any problems with this gemara. Rashi learned a mishtachve le'ilon is speaking about that you planted a seed. You planted a seed in the ground. That's called mechuba meikor. But if you take a sapling and you stick it into the ground and it grows shoshim, that Rashi holds is called Tolosh Shemsoif Chibre. What's the chilek of mechaber through shoshim or through cement? That's called Tolosh Shemsoif Chibre. If the entity was once Tolosh, even though now it became Mechuba, that's called Tolosh Shemsoif Chibre. This is Shitas Rashi. I mean, this is Rashi in Avodah Zarah. So this is Shitas Rashi. So Rashi holds a tree is also, if you planted a sapling that's called a kaponim, the chelik that you planted is called Tolosh Shemsoif Chibre. Taismus holds no, that there is a chilik between a chibur tivi of shroshim and a tibur and a chibur not tivi, a man-made chibur of cement phrase. This is called Tolosh Shemsoif Chibre. Next, I didn't have metaltalim, and this is called Mechuba Lekak. So, but according to Rashi al Kaponim, the Loshen Agamore is very good. Shahoya Kona Oimeid Me'elov, the it grew by itself. The Gemara was very specific. This is called Mechuba. According to Tosfos, if it's a kona that's growing, what's the chilek of us? I'm available, or someone planted a sapling. This is speaking about a koisel ma'ore, dumye de kona ha'imed me'elov. Now let's see back to Zayin and Medalev. Hashoichet b'mulchoni shchitosoi ksheref. You had a wheel that was turning. There was a sacking attached to it. So shchitosoi ksheref. Vosanye shchitosoi psula. We learned habaraisa shchitosoi psula. So the Gemara says, loikashe. Ha besarno de pacho, ha besarno de mayo. That means there's two types of wheels. There's some wheels that are used by those who make a klicheres. They form the klicheres with this. And here the wheel moves, his feet are turning the wheel, and that lemaisa turns something else, and that helps form the klicheres. That is called Kaichai. Myself. So Memele, so there you could shecht, so that's called Vizavachta. We learn that from a posik that you need a Maise Zviche. Kabon is a different Zach, but a Maise Zviche here has to be Myself of the Zaveya. So if you have such a wheel that is moves through the koyach of the one that was making the klicheres, so such a wheel is called maisav, and it's called the maisav zviche. Ha besarna de maya. But if you have something that is being moved through water, like something like a water mill, that the water is pushing it, so that is not koyachodom. So it's not considered bezavachta. V'boyeseimo, and if you want, I'll tell you a different teretz. And we have here a stire, two baraises. One baraises says a sheichet b'mechoni shchitos ekshera. One baraises says a sheichet b'mechoni shchitos ekshula. So I'll tell you, both could be speaking about besarne de maya. That braisa that says the shrit is good is speaking about that the koyach rishin of the water that is making the wheel move, it was the koyach rishin of the mind that made the wheel move. We'll see more clearly in Rashi. So a koyach rishin is considered maisav, So therefore, it's called a Maisa Shchita. Ho v'koyach sheini. But if the wheel is still moving, but it's moving to a koyach sheini, that's not called Maisa. And we have a similar halacha legabi reitziche, v'chi ho da omar Rav Pope, hayman de kofse lechavre. Someone went and tied up his chavre, v'ashkel olei bitka de maya, and there was some sort of a barrier or a dam that was blocking the water, and he lifted up this barrier, this dam, and the water started gushing out, umis, and the water hit this person who was tied up next to the water. Chayev, so he's chayev, he's called a reitzeach. My time, giri didei hu dahani be. It's called that, it's like he used the water as his klizai. So it's called koichai. Bahani mili bekoyach rishain. Aber bekoyach sheini grama ba'almo. Koyach sheini is a grama ba'almo. Hagavuched is a beautiful vault from the Yad Rama in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, Giri delay, these are his arrows. So the Yad Rama says when a person shoots an arrow, what is happening? How does the arrow go? He pulls the string, and then he lets go of the string. What is pushing the arrow? Not him. The string. He took away, this is mamish, like bitka damaya. That means he was there was a dam that was holding back the water. He lifted up the dam and the water came through. So it's considered the first koyach of water that goes through is keilu. He threw it on the person, or he made the wheel go. If the water is making the wheel go, it's considered his mice, even though it's really going, he took away the thing that was restraining it from going, so it's considered that he made it go. That's the chiddush. So the same thing is by an arrow. An arrow is also ischai when he shoots an arrow. It shot is that the string was, he was holding back the string, and now he lets go of the string, so that pushes the arrow. So it's considered, it's called giri delay, it's called his arrow. And it's called myself. Now we will see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Besarno de Pacho, Galgal shel Yoitzrim, shel Cheres. This is a wheel that was used by those who made a Kli Cheres. V'yesh lahem muchni shemegalgalim boy. And there is a type of a wheel that they turn around, kshachoykikin es hakeli, when they form the keli. Pach o cheres, v'chaver b'daniel, b'chloy mishle buchanetza, chasavti pacha. Sarno de pacha, shchito say kshere. She'odom migalgaloi. A person is migalgal, the wheel. The maye shchitosai psula. Shahamayim migalgalinoisai. That means the maise shchita is not al yedei maise odom. No, it's the mayim that is making that the sakin should cut. Ve'en shchita zu mikoyach odom. So the shchita is not mikoyach odom. It's not lekamon. We learn further. Naflo. If a person was holding a sakin, Vishachto, and he fell from his hand, and the shechted shchitos epsula, tersi vizovachto viochalto. You need a maise zviche. Masha ato zoiveyach ato ichal. There's a maise zviche, then you could eat. Vikoyach rishoy. So then the Gemara says, no, that is not true that a galgol shel mayim is posel shchita. It matters. Bekoyach rishoin, מיד כשנוטל הדה המעקי בסמיים. So Rashi is saying the tzir, that there was a daf, a board, that was holding back the water from coming. And he lifted up this daf, hama'aki besamai, ve'hischil legalgal, and as soon as he lifted it up, the water hit the wheel, and the wheel started turning, and there was a sakin attached to the wheel, and the sakin shechted the behemah. Ubetchiles gilgulay shocha. And as soon as it started turning, this is the water that was held, this was the water that was directly held back by the dam, by this barrier. So this water, this water made that the wheel should start turning. Mikoyach Odom Shenotal Adav, this is considered Maisav. Mikoyach Sheini, what happens if it's a Koyach Sheini? La'acher Shegilgulu Hamayim Esagalgul Pam Rishoyne Ushniya. Now, the Lashon of Rashi is very difficult. The Rishash asks is a stira in Rashi. From the way it looks in Rashi, it would seem as follows. We have a wheel that's going around. So you have water that's pushing the wheel. So Rashi seems to be saying, La'acha shegilgulu amayim es agalgul pam rishayin, the first two rotations, that's called koyachishay. The third rotation is called, that's called koyach sheini. So the Rishash asks, let's look at the previous Rashi. Rashi says, Rishan kayachishim miyad kshenot al adaf amaki v'samayim, v'hischil legalgal, u'betchilas gilguloi shochat. The beginning of the gilgul, hischil legalgal, tchilas gilguloi. It would seem from Rashi that it went around two rotations. For Rashi would seem the first rotation is called Kayachishin, the second rotation is called Kayachshein already. This is already different water that's pushing it. The water that was samuch to the dam, to the barrier, that's called Kayachishin. The second water that's coming there's nothing there, so it's coming, that's called Kayachshein. Lamaisa, they say, the preacher also says, I don't know exactly how he says, Shat the Loshon of Rashi, but he says that Rashi Zicha means only the first rotation is called Kayachish. The Kav say, now the Kav say, Kshoroi, he tied someone, now the Gemara brings, we see the Din of Kayachish and Kayachshani by Ritzicha, which also need a Meister Ritzicha. The Kav say, Kshoroi, the Ashkil Olei Bitke Damaya, Shehifna Hamayim Laver Olof, he made that the water should hit him, V'niyaruhu. Exactly the Roshna of V'niyaruhu, I don't know, V'niyapari Becheilu V'yamsam, I don't know. But it seems this Niyar Lamaisa killed him. Schayev Daholgoi Mamish Ba'oison Hamayim, V'hein Hein Klizainoi, that's called the Kerchishin, V'loi Havi Gromit. This person was tied near the edge of the water. Now there was a barrier that it shouldn't go through on the soffit. Now he made an opening. And it hit him right away. Shekoshrei berochek, he tied him a little further away. Vahamayim holchusham, and the mayim went there. Afal pishu nekev, nushunokav ha nekev. Even though he had made the hole, vahofchoi, and elusham, Pata, the Gromer, Ba'almahu. Now, I'd like to mention, I saw in the Sefer Er HaShabbos, he speaks about these inyonim of Kayachishin and Kayachshaini, so he brings a machlekes, the Yad Rama and Rashi, Rashi and Sanhedrin, and Rashi Payos. Rashi says, Rashi says, that is 100% true, according to Rashi, the water that was close to the dam, was held back by the dam, the Yad Rama is a big problem how you measure what's called the water that was close to the dam, because the water is one. Abal Kaponim, Rashi gives us the water that made the first rotation of the Galgal, that's called Kayachishin. The later water is called Kayachishin. Al Kaponim, Rashi says over here, but this water, the first water that could make a rotation, this first water that came out, Rashi says here another Tanai. Rashi says that the person was close to this water, and the water hit him right away. What if he was further away? He wasn't samuch to the Mayim, Abu Bakesha Koshri Brochik Vahamayim Holchusham. Even though he did it, it's gone. So the Kayachishin of the water went further. You have to know what the shear further is. Others want to say brings Daladamas further, that's called Rochi. That's Abba Al Kaponim. So the Yad Rama Tainis, he doesn't understand. This he doesn't understand. He says, just like a person will shoot an arrow, that's called Kaychai, by letting go of the rope of the bow, and then by letting it go, so that's called his koyach. So it doesn't matter if it's going to kill someone 2 inches away or 10 feet away. This is koyachai. So memele, so the Yad Rama says, if bitke de maya is called koyachai, so al kaponim, the first stream of water that comes out is called koyachai, so he's chilek abrashi. What's chilek of it? If it's 4 feet away, it's close. But this is Kaychai. This water is going because of Kaychai. This is the Shita Sayad Rama. And Rashi, for some reason, holds not like this. Rashi holds that in order for it to be called Kaychai, it had, that's different. If you shoot an arrow, that's Ichazai. That it doesn't matter if it's close or far. But this Alocha of Bitke de Maya is Dafk if it's close. And I saw in the Eir HaShabbos, he brings down a shaila from Tzvi Pesach Frank, Zochena Lebroche. He says, that would according to Rashi, it's far. It's further away, whatever the shear further away, it's called Kayashayne. Is the Lomdis, is there Stamazaininin of being far away? Was an Indian, because there was a passage of time, does time also play an element in this to make it a Kayachshein or not? So he brings a Meiridike Tshuva from Harzvi. It was a very interesting Shaila. It was a Shaila that someone had a greenhouse, and next to his house, and the door, let's say, if his house was open to this greenhouse, and if you opened the windows of his house, it would enter, the air would come in, and the things which were growing will grow better. Or the sun, or let's say the window shades were shut, and by opening up the window shades in his house, so the sun will shine on plants which are growing. They weren't mamish next to the window. They were further away from the window. Now, to make something grow, mashkes roim is a tolda of zereya. That means to enhance growth. It's an isa deraisa of the tolda of zereya. But let's not, he's talking about agreeness. Let's not talk about agreeness. Let's talk about that I have a plan and it's right by the window or it's 4 amos away from the window. And I go and I pull up the window shade and the sun will start shining on the plant and it will enhance the growth of the plant in Shabbos. So that the Har Tzvi brings down this Rashi that Rashi says it has to be close in order to be called a koyach rishin. If it's further away, it's called a koyach sheni, a grome. Then already there was more. So we make it. It's not a derais. It's a derabonon. It's a grome. Memela. Then it gets a little. The shaila becomes a little easier. So it's a moira de kizach. Whatever the lumdis, the oimek advarim of Rashi has to be understood. But al kaponim, that's how the Har Tzvi understood Pshat and Rashi. That the vote, this, in order to be called my koyach by Bitke de Maya, it has to be the contact that the Mayim is making has to be mamish right next to it. Then it's called koyach. But if the contact first comes in a distance, even though it's still running, because the barrier, the dam was taken away, That's called a grom already. That's not called koichai. And the Har Tzvi once tells the su to light and air, which comes immediately. Al kaponim, this is shita's Rashi. So according to Rashi, by shchita, it is only good if there are two tznoi. Number one, only the first rotation of the wheel. Number one. And number two, the wheel has to be massive. Let us see, Taisvis. Avo, the Koyach Sheini, Groma Ba'almahu. The Koyach Sheini is a Groma. Vakfisa Loimachai. Now, this person did two things. He did two things. Ayman, the Kofse Lechavle. First, he tied up someone that he did. And then he went and lifted up the barrier that was holding back the water. He did two things. So the Gemara says, so if the water that kills this person is a koyach sheni, so then he's not a retzeich. Fine, he's not a retzeich. So Tosfos asked, but what about, forget about the water. He tied someone up in the path of water that is going to get killed for tying them up. Now we'll see in a minute. Vakfisa, that's Natasis is talking about tying him up, making him that he'll be in the path of the water and he's going to get killed from that. Vakfisa loy mechai. The loy mi boy haya oimicham vekopsoi bim koimai depota. Now, so Natasis says, now there are two ways to understand how he tied him up. One way, he was there already, and he wanted to make sure he should remain there, and he tied him up, bim koimai. Now, he didn't bring him here, he just took away from him the possibility to run away. That's all what he did. With a good lawyer, you can understand this very well. He didn't do anything, he was standing here, and I just made that he shouldn't be able to run away. That's all what I did. Then the water came and got killed. So Taisa says it's not so poshut. There's a chiyuv of mitzamtzem. Mitzamtzem means that a person was in the water. His head was underneath the water. I go and hold my hand over his head. He shouldn't get up. And then it didn't. He said he was under the water already from before. I just made sure he shouldn't get up. This is called a retzeiach. He's called the Ritz, even though what did he do? He was there already. So Taisva says, the Chiyuv of Mitzamtzim, that is Chayiv, Afiloh Yosef Maim Lovi of the Leirav Yerachmon, even though the water would come on him, the Leirav Yerachmon and Mitzamtzim, Elo Bemokim Shehischela Hezekva. The Chiyuv of Metzamsa means he's in a massive of a mazik now. He's in the fire now. He's underwater now. And So there we learn out from a pasuk by keeping him there, even though not being the matzah, he put himself in the matzah, I'm just preventing him to leave this matzah. There's a chiv only if he was in the matzah of Arige before I prevented him from running away. I mean, the person was underwater, and then he wants to get up, and I prevent him from getting up. There's a retzeiach. That's a chiv of Metzamtzim, because he was in the water already. Kedisnan v'anisrofim. Avol soif chamo lovoi, soif mayim lovoi, pota. There, Metzamtzim, if lemaisa he was here already, and there's water coming, which is going to kill him, but he was here already, and I tied him up, but that's not called a retzeiach. He won't get shishi, and I'm not mekane him, but he's not a retzeiach. He's not a retzeiach. You need a meiser retziche. It's called, that's not considered a meiser retziche because I just took away from him his means of escaping. That's not called a meiser retziche. It's only called a meiser retziche if he was then in a matzev of getting killed. He was under the water already. That's called a meiser retziche. So memele, so that's one thing. But now it's a different case. What happens if I slept him here? That's a different story already. That's a different story. That means that the chiddush of Matzamsim is I didn't do anything. I just took away from him the means of escaping. So that's a svare. If he was b'mokim a hezek, he's chayev, he wasn't mokazik, he's pot. But what if I brought him here, and there's water coming, and I brought him in, I tied him up here. So this is already more chamo. So Taisa says, he'll also be potter. Af al gav, dimho yosef maim lovei olav hayachai, leman do meishim mishim chitza, de maishna meishoi beruach matzuye dein chilik be mekarev haish eitzel adova, the Mikarev Hadover Eitzolaish, the Koifov Kaimosish, a Rabbeus Neadleke, Shechela Lovai, Beruach Matsuyachai, Kedama Bareishakai. Taisis brings out like this, as the Chiev of Eish. The Chiev of Eish is not Dafke if I make an Eish which will burn something, but if there's an Eish that is traveling already, and the root of the Eish is, it would not burn this through. It's going in this direction, a direction that it would avoid burning the through. I bend over the through, it should be in the path of the Eish. I just bend it over. That's called Mekarev, before the Eish comes. The Eish is 5 minutes away. But I bend it over to make sure that when the Eish will come, it will start burning the comet. So there it says, Yechayim. Al-Sachiv of Eish. That means, here it's different than Mitzamsam. I put it in a different matzv. I put it in the matzv that it will be in the path of the Eish. This is called Mekar Vadova Eitzel Eish. Yechayim. And then Yodishim Yishim Chitzim, you call that Eitzayim. So now Taisa is asking a different kasha. So Taisa is asking Kofsei, the Gemara is only done on the water that, the water that's coming after he removed the dam, the barrier. Is it the Kayachishin, the Kayachshaini? In fact, Taisa is good. Let's not talk about the water. But he was Mekarev Adobar Eitzel Eish. That means he brought someone here, that's called Mekarev Adobar, and there's water that's coming out that's going to kill him. Become a kim hachipota. Shebisho sheiviu sham loihoya soif mayim lovoi ilav da ashkel. That means he did this very systematically. He first took this person and brought him here and tied him up. So what did he do now? There's no water. There's a dam here. There's nothing. He tied him up. He didn't do anything. There's no water, there's no masik whatsoever. It's not called Mekarev Dover Eitzel Eish. There's no H. Then he went and lifted up the barrier. Now the water came. And we're talking about the Koyach Sheini of the water killed him. So there's no Sibbe why to kill this person. The Kiruv, when he was Mekarev him, there was no H yet. There was a dam. He didn't do anything. So this mice is not called the mice Ritzicha. When he lifted up the barrier, so it's not the Koyach Rishin that killed him, it's the Koyach Sheni that killed him. So it's also not my mice. That's what Taisa says. Mikom Koch Apotah Shebeshoi Shevi Yishamoi Yosef Mayim Lovoi. He loved the Ashkel, the Bitka the Maya. Achakach. Vamad the Ashkel loy Mechayiv b'Koyach Sheni. And that's what he had Koyach Sheni. V'doyme lezog ha'kheitz v'tris b'yodoy v'kodom ba'atzmoy v'sila kesatris d'apota. So Taisa brings a Gemara, and Taisa says such a case, a person was holding a shield, and I go and I shoot at him, and it's nothing, because the shield is going to, the arrow is going to bounce off the shield. And then I go and I jump and I pull away the shield. So he's not called a Ritzayach, because there's no Maisa Ritzich over here. B'shas he shot the Yarag, which was Koichoi, it wasn't a Maisa Ritzich, this person is a shield. By taking away the shield from him, so I took away his means of protection. That's not called I killed him. So Mamela, so just like over there, again, I'm not envious of this person in Eilam Habe, but a Din Ritzayach he doesn't have.